This stars Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward, Sidney Poitier, and Diane Carroll as couples in Paris. The two men playing expatriate jazz musicians, you know, working in the traditional jazz cellar, living the life of wine, women, and song until these holidaying young women sort of upset their lives.
Which they've been known to do.
Well, yeah, and jazz artists have been known to make a living and make a life in Paris. That scenario is not unusual. I guess people could relate to it.
Yeah, I mean, from the earliest players such as Sidney Bechet and Josephine Baker, who went to live in Paris, jazz musicians, even up to Dede Bridgewater and Jerry Gonzalez, have left the States and found new homes in other countries.
Johnny Griffin. Another example.
Yeah, I mean, some left because for artistic reasons, some left because they lost their cabaret cards and couldn't work in the country. And many musicians, particularly black musicians, left in the 50s and 60s at the height of the civil rights because it was, far less of a challenge to be a jazz musician in Europe than it was in the United States.
The film we're discussing is Paris Blues, released in 1961, and we've got a clip here that describes sort of this these conflicted relationships. But I pulled a clip where the couples were integrated and having a conversation on screen, and maybe some groundbreaking work here. Eddie, the sax player played by Sidney Poitier, and Lillian played by Joanne Woodward, and then in the second part of the clip, Ram played by Paul Newman, the turbulent trombonist, and Connie, played by Diane Carroll. So first, Eddie and Lillian, Sidney and Joanne.
We are the night people, and it's a whole different world.
You don't think they can mix?
Well, I don't mind them going to public places together, but I certainly wouldn't want one of them to marry my sister.
Well, now, let me say, Connie's a day person.
You tell me.
And I'm a day person.
Uh-huh.
But you know something? I think you are.
No.
Well, you're not like him.
Well, I'm taller than him.
No. You're steadier.
Don't you let him fool you. He's as steady as a rock about the things that are important to him.
Like music?
Like music.
Sure, Eddie could get a job with any band he likes. Wild Man Moore'd pay him a fortune.
But he stays with you.
He likes Paris. He likes you, too.
I like him. I never thought I could be interested in anybody like Eddie. The way he lives and the way I am.
That's his way.
I know, but to me, that's like turning your back on what you really are. I couldn't live like that.
Look, you like him, play it cool. You dig each other, let it go at that.
Oh, Ram, you make it sound like it's some kind of a game. But what do you do if it's not a game?
Don't ask me, honey. I only play games.
Diane Carroll trying to get some clues on Sidney Poitier, and Paul Newman's like, hey, baby, I only play games. It's a great love story, man. Yeah, I really enjoyed the racial undertones. A lot going on here, and a great soundtrack.
Yeah, there is a lot there. I mean, it could have been a lot more, but again, we have to put it in the historical context of 61. The country wasn't ready for quite as controversial as played out as the film sort of suggests.
In the
very beginning of it, you see Paul Newman taking a shining to Diane Carroll's character.
Ooh.
This is a few years before Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. So,
I don't really recognize the director.
Martin Ritt is the director, and he worked with Newman and Redford in their first film, The Long Hot Summer, and has quite a substantial number of screen credits, a number of which have to do with issues of race and social justice, such as Hombre, Paul Newman as an Apache half-breed Western, Sounder, The Great White Hope, and Norma Rae, just to name a few.
What about the soundtrack?
The soundtrack,
Ellington
and Strayhorn, although interestingly, Strayhorn got no writing credits for this, even though they opened the film with A-Train.
Wow.
Ellington's full band, and it features two cameo performances by Louis Armstrong.
And you picked one of those to finish. What's that character like, and how do we...
Wild Man Moore is his character, who is greeted with almost Beatlemania reception when his train pulled in at the beginning of the film. In this scene, he comes into Eddie and Ram's club and with his full band and forces a jam session, nodding his trumpet at each of the players when it was time for them to solo. So we're going to hear that jam session on the soundtrack called Battle Royal.
Okay. Matthew, really, I'm glad you pulled this one out, and look forward to hearing some more.
All right, so this is Armstrong.
Armstrong and Ellington.
Battle Royale.